NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. More people are joining the movement to oust Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, and NPR's Eric Westervelt says talks between opposing factions have stalled.
Egypt's Vice President Omar Suleiman says he held dialogue with the country's political parties today to try to end 10 days of protest against President Mubarak's regime. But the talks went nowhere, and the liberal opposition Waft Party today suspended talks indefinitely after escalating violence here Wednesday and overnight that it said was backed by the Mubarak regime. Also today, another opposition figure, Nobel laureate Mohamed El-Baradei, said his group and the hugely influential Muslim Brotherhood will not enter into talks with the government on ending protests until President Mubarak resigns. On Tuesday, Mubarak said he will not step down until after his term ends in September. Vice President Suleiman also Thursday rejected calls by the U.S. and others to accelerate political change in Egypt. He said intervention in our internal affairs is strange, unacceptable, and we will not allow it. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Cairo.
The White House is continuing to try and exert what pressure it can in terms of the situation in Egypt. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs again saying Egypt's president should step down. Gibbs also calling on Egyptian authorities to make sure peaceful protests are allowed to take place. He denounced what he called the systematic targeting of journalists in Egypt. There were more reports of foreign journalists, including some of NPR's reporters, being attacked or in some cases detained by security forces. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton added her voice to those calling for the government to exercise restraint, and she condemned the attacks on journalists. Secretary of State saying in the case of attacks, they violate international norms on freedom of the press.
The Egyptian government must demonstrate its willingness to ensure journalists' ability to report on these events to the people of Egypt and to the world.
Clinton called on Egypt's Vice President Omar Suleiman to include opposition forces in any transition. Oklahoma investigators are trying to determine what led a truck to tumble off a bridge into a frozen river in the northeastern part of that state. Member station KOSU, Michael Cross reports.
Oklahoma Highway Patrol says the accident happened early Thursday morning, about 7 miles from the Missouri-Oklahoma state line. Lieutenant George Brown says rescuers waded in the frigid waters of the Spring River to get to the victims.
That drop is in excess of 80 to 90 feet, so just a very traumatic event. With a lot of true life heroes on scene helping to get those people out of there.
According to witnesses, there were 6 people on top of the vehicle when rescuers arrived, as well as 2 people inside the SUV. The area where the accident occurred saw up to 20 inches of snow on Tuesday. For NPR News, I'm Michael Cross in Oklahoma City.
U.S. financial markets were again able to shake off concerns about Egypt. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 20 points today. The Nasdaq gained 4 points. The S&P 500 closed up 3 points today. You're listening to NPR. President Obama paid a visit to Penn State University today, where he said the nation's businesses will need to make fresh investments in clean energy technology in order to lay the foundation for long-term prosperity for the nation. The president used the trip to outline a proposed new tax credit as well as other measures aimed at encouraging businesses to retrofit their plants and cut their energy costs, measures he said could result in savings of up to $40 billion a year. The world's largest tropical rainforest, the Amazon, experienced a severe drought last year. As NPR's Christopher Joyce reports, scientists argue a new pattern of drought in the region could affect the Earth's climate.
5 years ago, the Amazon experienced what scientists called a 1 in 100 years event, a deep and widespread drought. Now, they report, drought has struck again last year, affecting an area about the size of Argentina. Writing in the journal Science, a team said they believe unusually warm water in the Atlantic shifted to the north and took moisture and rain away from parts of the Amazon. As a result, trees grew more slowly and many died. The scientists say continued drought could thin out the forest and alter the mix of tree species. They say if droughts become common, the Amazon could shift from a sponge that soaks up carbon dioxide from the atmosphere to a source as trees die and decompose or burn in more frequent fires. Carbon dioxide is the principal greenhouse gas that warms the planet. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
A man who tried to grab a gun from a spectator in an Alabama courtroom and allegedly attacked a municipal court judge was himself shot and wounded today. According to state police officials there, the man was in court in Goodwater, Alabama on a domestic violence charge. The wounded man was taken by helicopter to Birmingham Hospital. There was no immediate word on his condition. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for